Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, listen up, everybody. We are doing a live podcast show on the 6th of April in London, Leicester Square. Myself and Tommy are going to be waffling in your eyes and ears. Yes, so sign up in the description and we'll maybe see you there on the 6th of April. Yeah!
Waffling in your eyes. Keep it in. That's brilliant.
It makes sense. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. It's Saudi Arabian Grand Prix week. It's predictions week. It's only one day until free practice and we get to go around the fastest street circuit in the world, as they love to coin that over at the Jeddah Corniche Circuit. Tom Bellingham, the co-founder, is back at it once again, repping the orange hoodie. So I wonder who he is going to predict for pole position and the victory. Or will it be a bit of a curveball, Tommy?
You never know. I'm just throwing a surprise into the mix. Spoiler.
Ooh,
no,
exciting. Well, these predictions are scored. So currently I am 5-3 ahead, Tommy. So you can't go too crazy unless it's going to come true and you're going to do one of those crazy oracle things.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit of a way up, isn't it? Because on one side you're like, well, it's going to be Red Bull. On the other side you go, well, could it have 18 safety cars and a Fernando Alonso victory?
You want to look with these predictions, part of me in my head is just go sensible and bag the points and gloat at the end of the year. And the other is go a bit crazy. And then there'll be one time where you look like an absolute genius and you can post all on social and be like, oh, I knew Logie Sarge would win.
Exactly that. I like that a lot. Before we get into our predictions, we need to read out a 5-star review, as we do every single time. If you want to send in your 5-star review and let us know why you love this podcast, please do. And we'll choose one of them to be read out next time. This one comes in from Emma Sophia in Finland. Matt and Tommy, thank you for providing us with fun and original F1 content. Listening to you always makes my day. And I love how you're even more free and funny hosting your own podcast now. I'm a huge fan. Thank you so much, Emma. Really appreciate that. Thank you for listening.
You.
I'm assuming the funny part was not for Tommy, but, you know. Love you, really. You're the funny one. Anyway, let's get into our prediction, shall we? First and foremost, biggest good surprise. All right, hear me out. I've gone for Charles Leclerc. Yes, I am absolutely on board the hype train of Saudi Arabia not having as bad. What are you laughing at?
These never end well when you predict Charles to go well. I'm going to get the social clip ready.
Okay, cool, brilliant. But Charles Leclerc is going to be the biggest good surprise because everyone thinks Ferrari's in the mud. He scored 0 points in Bahrain, even though I don't want to remind anyone of that. And I just have this feeling, and I think it might be copium, that they're going to do better this weekend and they're going to be closer to Red Bull and Charles Leclerc is going to do amazing.
He may well do. I'm not wildly against this. I know we're bantering. It depends if he finishes the race or not, of course. But
shut up.
A Ferrari could be quite good, especially if they've got juicy little new engine. But who knows? He might have to come through the field because of his new battery. Or we'll find out.
Oh God, yeah, I forgot about that. No, but it's not confirmed, is it?
It's not confirmed. But okay, I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, like, he'd still fly through the field, hopefully.
Let me just change my top three. Carry on.
So, biggest good surprise, I have gone for Esteban Ocon. I'm thinking he's going to have a great weekend. He's going to be over the curse that Matt, you put on him for the Bahrain Grand Prix. He won't pick up 6,000 penalties. And I think he's going to be well suited to Saudi Arabia Grand Prix. He's done well there before.
He just missed out on a podium, didn't he?
He did, on the line. And that Alpine may have had a cheeky look at the fastest speed times in Bahrain and got a prediction on that. Every time I do these predictions, I just have in my head me saying this out loud and then someone putting it to a clip on TikTok where the guy's like breaking down or having multiple penalties with these. But I'm going to lock in Esteban Ocon.
Okay.
Bestie.
Okay, and this is, he has to have a solid points finish, right?
Not talking really good points finish.
Like a top seven or something.
I mean, okay. I'm not going to claim it if he gets eighth or something.
Okay, he's going to finish eighth now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, we now move to biggest flop. And I've changed from the Bahrain Grand Prix, where this man was my biggest good surprise. It is Logan Sargeant. Now, I feel like he did a really good job in round one. But you have to take into account, he had a solid 3 days of testing around the circuit before getting going with his Williams career. We now go to Saudi Arabia, the Jeddah Corniche Circuit, the fastest street track in the world. And it's an incredibly difficult circuit to master, in my opinion. You have to have some serious minerals if you want to be pulling out decent lap times here and be consistently fast in the race. You have to risk it. And I'm just not sure a rookie in their first season rocking up to the second race and it being Saudi Arabia, I just don't feel like it will play well into Logan Sargeant's current experience and whatnot. So let's see. But I feel like it could be a bit of an underwhelming weekend, to say the least, for Logan. Sorry, Logie Sargeant.
Poor Logie Bear.
Logie Bear.
How could anyone doubt him? What a fool. that's not what, based on my prediction, but we'll go into that later. Biggest flop I have gone for, Mercedes.
You love a team flop. You don't bother. You did Haas first time.
No, that was a good surprise.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I forget we can do that. We make the rules and I forget. Yeah, that you can call it. Okay, carry on.
So I'm going for a team flop and it's going to be Mercedes, he says. I think that car, worried that it still could be a bit draggy down the straights, and obviously it's a very high speed, quick track. Hamilton obviously had a mare last year. I don't think he's going to, I'm not predicting that he's going to go out in Q1, you never know, but if the field is that close. But I just can't see Mercedes having a good weekend, and I could see them, getting overtaken in DRS a fair bit. And not having a good one.
Interesting. So you're writing off Mercedes pretty much from the get-go here. Not even one driver. The entire team is going to flop.
The entire team, yeah.
What kind of position are we talking here? What is a flop for
that? I think
a
flop would probably be like one of them finishes seventh and the other finishes like 10th or something. Something like that.
Interesting.
And obviously if they have a mare in qualifying as well, that kind of thing. I'll judge it and try and desperately claim points when it happens.
That sounds good. All right, it's Logie Bear up against Mercedes for the biggest flop. Let's see what happens.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
and Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman, I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own f***ing out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We now move to pole position. All right, hear me out. I've gone for Charles Leclerc! If he doesn't have an engine penalty, which he might
do. He could still get pole.
He could still get pole. I don't know what the penalty would be. Is it 10 places if he has his energy store replaced? I think it might be, or maybe five. Who knows? Maybe five. But either or, I'm very much like, I don't know what I'm doing right now, because realistically, I can't see past Red Bull for any of this. But at the same time, I feel like I have to channel my energy into something, and it has to be Ferrari. So Charles Leclerc, he's gonna stick it on pole with an absolute worldie of a lap. All right, he's gonna pip out Max Verstappen for pole, in my opinion. And Ferrari are going to be back. I'm going to go into Sunday. Everyone's going to be watching the Matt P1 Tommy Twitch watch along, and you can watch my very frail, fragile, stuck together heart break all over again when he undoubtedly doesn't win.
And gets 15,000 people suddenly flock into the watch along. Yeah, I've gone for, huge surprise, Max Verstappen for pole position.
Boring.
Yeah, boring, but probably going to happen. But I do think Ferrari will be better, so I can see why you've gone for Charles, and he is a qualifying master.
God.
He is. So, yeah, Ferrari, hopefully, for all of us, is quicker this weekend, because we need some competition. But I still think Max is going to get it.
Perfect. Well, please do tune in to our watch-alongs and also Formula One in general. I know Tommy is trying his best to make it sound like it's going to be a Red Bull whitewash, but it may well be. We now move to my top three. This is for the race. In third place, I've gone for Sergio Perez. Yeah, bit of a spicy one there. Not having a Red Bull 1-2, even though Checo had...
spicy now.
Yeah, I know. Even though Checo had a great race last time out in Saudi Arabia, although got screwed over and finished fourth in the end. But Perez, yeah, I think he's going to be a P3. Who knows who's going to slot into the final two positions, eh?
Oh, we shall find out. For third place, I have gone for Carlos Sainz. So, yeah, we'll see if that's me going a bit different or banking on Charles Leclerc having a penalty.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the latter. It feels like the latter anyway. In second place, I've gone for Charles Leclerc. Hopefully without an energy store being replaced. If he has to get it replaced, I feel like I've been screwed over here. But surely for anyone that supports Ferrari, we cannot possibly have a grid penalty in race two. That cannot happen. That must be the most insane grid penalty to ever get that early on in the season. It must be. I can't think of anything that's even come close to that. I think we had maybe Alpine taking an engine penalty last year. I don't know how many, a handful of races in, and we were all like, oh my God, wow, this is early. Race two, give us a chance.
Yeah. It's something only Ferrari could do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a record that could only go to Ferrari. What I would say is if Charles Leclerc does get a penalty and finishes second ahead of Perez, you'll also get the biggest surprise because I think that would be a great result.
Yeah.
And a great drive. Looking
banking
forward to
on
seeing it.
It.
So P2, drum roll please, I've gone for a shocking Sergio Perez.
We didn't actually say, by the way, how far our pole position person would get pole by.
Oh, do you want to do that still?
Yes.
Interesting. I thought that was only for a max lockout, just because it was
no, I
boring,
feel like but... it should just consistently.
Yeah, okay.
Charles Leclerc on pole by 0.1 of a second.
So confident. I will go Verstappen on pole by 0.2.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And speaking of Max Verstappen, we now move to first place in my top three. Max Verstappen. Oh,
roasting
goodness
me.
Yeah. I know, but I just... I keep using the phrase inevitable, but he is. And if he has a remotely good car, like one of the things that stuck with me was that, was it the first time they went to Saudi and in free practice, Max just went out there and was like a second and a half quicker than everybody else in FP1 because he's just on rails. Even in 2021, when of course it was quite close between Mercedes and Red Bull, he's just so good at adapting and getting up to speed so quickly. And that's one of the many reasons why I'm putting Max P1.
They've moved the wall back, haven't they, as well, the one that he hit in 2021, so maybe that'll save him.
Wow, Red Bull FIA assistance.
Yeah, F1 Twitter, that you. First place, I have gone for... lo and behold, it's Max Verstappen.
I think it was Lewis Hamilton, and then it was Logie Sarge.
No, Max Verstappen, you'd be a fool to bet against him, but if we're going to have anywhere where it's a bit crazy, it could be Saudi. So let's hope we've jinxed it, even me, and we get that Fernando Alonso win.
Speaking of crazy, let's move to our one crazy prediction. And I think it's going to be such a crazy race that my one crazy prediction is there's going to be no safety cars. Yay! What a great race we have in store. If my prediction comes true, I'm sorry, everybody, but that is genuinely a very big prediction to have no safety cars around the Jeddah Corniche circuit. And the fact is, Tommy, you actually peeped that before we started recording and you'd gone for exactly the same thing. So you have changed it since. But it's really quite upsetting and concerning. It just shows how through the floor our expectations are of this season, that we're both like, yeah, Verstappen wins, no safety cars.
Yeah, Audi's not a banger this year. Verstappen wins by 4 laps. And we'll wait and see. Oh yeah, I also went for no safety cars, but for the purpose of fun, I changed it. We're so optimistic after 2 rounds, aren't we?
Incredible. Can you sense the optimism, everybody? It's oozing through your ears or eyes if you're watching on YouTube.
Right. So my crazy prediction is kind of going against what you've said earlier. And I'm going for a double Williams point finish. Logie Bear gets his first points in F1, double Williams points.
That's not happening.
And I could see it happening.
No chance.
Well, we'll wait and see.
No chance. Don't you dare do that, by the way. You on the Logie Bear slander train, and now all of a sudden, we are only in round 2, and all of a sudden, Logie Bear is getting points.
Look, 25% of our audience are American, and I need to shift all their hate onto you. So, Logie Bear, choo-choo.
Choo-choo, mother truckers. Oh, my goodness me. Well, there you go. That is our crazy prediction and also the entire predictions for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. My goodness, I hope I don't score any points for the crazy predictions because genuinely we need safety cars to cause a little bit of a mix up, I would say, in the order. But let's see. Tommy, final thoughts.
Final thoughts are apologize for being very pessimistic. I hope we're proven wrong. Saudi is one of those tracks that you just need that first incident and then hopefully all craziness and hell breaks loose and we get what we all want, which is a Logie Bear victory.
No, this is something else now. Tommy, you are something else. My final thoughts are, I cannot wait to be back once again on Twitch with Tommy, with all of you doing our watch-alongs. Matt P1 Tommy, come and join us over there for both the qualifying and the race. And let's see if my heart will shatter into a million pieces once again for round two. Until then, we'll see you very soon. Bye! What? Even the wave, that was the most lethargic, it's going to be a Verstappen victory by three laps wave I've ever seen. If you're listening on audio, it was a terrible wave.
Bye.
Bye.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own f***ing house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.